back to Chadash. So you basically have the Mishnah, which states the Ram Samach Chasam Aleph. So you basically have the Mishnah, which states that Chadash. The question is when is Chadash Aser until? So the Mishnah says it's Aser in the time of the Mikdash. It's Aser until you've been Karban Omer, right? And in the time not of the Mikdash, it's Aser until that day, until sometime that day. It's not clear exactly. Okay, sometime that day. Okay, which is the day of the Omer, so the 16th. Okay, and the end of that day, after Bichon Ben Zakkai, definitely the end of that day. Okay, but the question is, what's the Raisa? When there's no base of Mikdash, when is Omer Mutter? Okay? We'll see, that's going to be a question. So Rav and Shmuel said that in the time of the Mikdash, the Omer is the Mahatir. The problem is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, so you can't eat this stuff, right? This is the grains. Until the essence of that of this day, until you bring the Karban Omer. Okay. So which one is it? Is it the day or is it when you bring the Karban Omer? So Rav and Shmuel say it depends. When there's a Mikdash, it's the Omer. When there's no Mikdash, it's the day, the beginning of the day. Hayer Mizrach. The Etzom Hayer Mazah, the beginning of the sun part of the day. Okay? So it's the Yom. The Yom of the Omer, even though you're not actually bringing the Omer. Fine. So that we did, right? That we did. We said basically, the Isser is that the Torah wants you to have to eat the Omer with the Matir. To eat the Karv, the Tvua Chadasha with the Matir. So it's set up an Isser to eat it prior to the Matir. That's the nature of the Isser. Wanted to delay your Achila of recognizing that God is the source of the Tvua and delay your Achila of the produce. It's not just yours, but you have to wait for the Matir. So the Matir in the time of the Mikdash is the best Matir is basically the Karban, because that's an expression of God as the source of the Omer, of the Tvuah. So that's the intrinsic Matir. And the Isser is to preempt that Matir, to eat it prior to that recognition, prior to bringing the Karban. But in the time when there's no Mikdash, so that Matir isn't available. So now there's no Isser per se to eat the Tzua forever, because that's not the point. Nor is the do you say Isser falls away, because the Isser is not intrinsically, it's not because of the mitzvah of bringing the Karban. The mitzvah of the Isser is because the Torah wants you to delay your Achilas Tzua until you're involved in some Matir that's recognizing God. So the matir is, the secondary matir is the yom of the Omer. It's the yom of the Omer, which is that's the name was that. But that's like a secondary matir in place of the primary matir when it doesn't exist. When it's not Shemesh Vadishkayim. Okay, that's what we said for Rav and Shmuel. Okay. So now we have Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish. So Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish, Damri Chavayu, Afil Vizman Mishmesh Kayim, Heir Mizrach Matir. They argue. They say, in the Torah, really it's mutter right away, in the morning. Even in the time of the Mikdash, they say it's mutter first thing in the morning. Okay? First thing in the morning. it says Arav Yechem. The Mishnah says it's the Omer is matir. Pasuk says it's Asar until you bring the Omer. So, how could you say this? There's mutter in the morning. They say that's just the mitzvah. The iser chadash the lav really lapses first thing in the morning, right? But there's a separate mitzvah to wait to eat the stuff, to eat the tefuah until you bring the karma. That Rashi mitzvah lahamtem ad Yaakov Omer, but the lav lo over. You're not over on lav. It's just the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah. So, So what do we have to explain in this position? One thing we have to explain is what's the Yisr, according to him, such that it's mutter always in the morning, first thing in the morning. Is it the same idea? He just told there's only one mati, or is it a different idea? Like, what's the, how does that affect her? It's machlokes about the nature of the Yisr, right? Is the Yisr have this double mati thing, or is it just simply one mati, or first thing in the morning, no matter what? And do the omer. That's one thing we have to find. The other thing, yeah, what's the mitzvah? What's the idea of the mitzvah? What kind of, what mitzvah? What does that mean? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah to wait. Why? What kind of mitzvah is that? What's the idea of that mitzvah? Right. What's where's the room for a mitzvah here? We're talking about an isser. What's the sense of that mitzvah? Right. Very good. So the first thing to ask are these questions separable, because they're two different questions. So in thinking about them, it's important to figure out whether they're separable or not. Because you don't know, do you think about them independently or do you somehow have to lump them together and solve them simultaneously? Right? That's an important thing to know, you know? Important questions. So I don't know, you have to intuit. But it seems like on the one hand, one's a question about the law, how the law is formulated. Another question is, what's this new separate mitzvah? I mean, on the surface, they're not, I mean, who's to say maybe they have some sort of relationship, but on the surface, they're really separate questions. So, you know, this is, I guess the burden of proof is to show they're related. On the surface, it would seem to be legitimate to say, let's forget about the mitzvah for the time being, and let's discuss the law, because that's kind of where we have our heads anyways. We don't really know what this mitzvah is anyways. He's making up a new thing. So might as well just try to understand the law according to him and deal with the mitzvah afterwards. You know, because in thinking and analyzing a problem, you always want to, I think, you always want to reduce it to the simplest thing possible. So, you know, it's easier to think about something simple than lots of things at the same time, and it gets confusing if you're thinking about two things at the same time. Now, if they're related, you don't have a choice, and not only that, they can help each other, because they could, sometimes two clues could help you think, you know, help you find the solution, help point you to a solution. But if at the same time, if they are separable, then it's just noise to just involve, you know, to think about them at the same time. So I think it's important to know which are the relevant facts in thinking about a given problem, and which things are just side points, and where it's worth isolating them out. You know, that's an important first step in thinking about the problem, you know. Which facts do you need? How far you have to read in the Gemara? I mean, these kinds of decisions. Like, what's part of your, you know, your the matter that you're including in your thoughts, you know? Yeah, I mean, the reason why practically they're linked is because definitely the pasuk says until you bring the carbon. So if you want to argue that the lav elapses in the morning, so then you're going to, it's very nice, you could say, but now practically you have to explain, so why do I have to wait until the Omer? So you have to come up with some other theory. So then you bring in the mitzvah theory, which is a different, so, you know, practically they're linked, of course, because you have to explain the Mishnah, you have to explain the Pasuk, which is you have to wait. But it would seem conceptually they're not. It would seem conceptually one is the question of, you know, the Omer is, you know, it's first thing in the morning, and then okay, separate thing. There's a mitzvah. Let's see. I mean, who knows? You know, nothing to say. We'll include that way, but it's at least to start thinking. Levi. I mean, it's the cheap way out here is just to say, oh, he holds there's only one matir, the yom. But like the yom is a funny matir. So it's a little bit strange. I mean, it's one thing to say, like the way we're saying the yom is like the real matir is a kavos omer, a kavos carbon. And when you don't have the kavos of carbon, so you have the day of the kavos of carbon instead, and it's lu, insofar as there is no hakrava, so it's the omikron. You say it's like, it's almost like the omer is still being a matir. It's just the omer in actuality, or the omer insofar as it's the omer, the yom of the omer. But to say that the omer is nothing, the carbon has nothing to do with it, and it's just the day, so then, was the day of the omer? What about the omer itself? You know, it's hard to say. It's a funny type of a matir, forgetting about the mitzvah of the Hakrava Zomer, just to say the Yom Hakrava is the matir. Or even to say the Yom is the matir, say it's an Isser, and then the Yom, the date, the calendar date of the 16th is the matir. And something's like hard, it's strange kind of an Isser, strange kind of a matir. Right? So even though it would seem to just be the natural, smoothest way to go without changing, you know, without changing too much from the way we're saying Rav and Shmuel, it just, I don't think it's, doesn't seem like a natural way to define Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish if you only had them. For instance, if you didn't have Rav and Shmuel, I don't think you'd define it that way. It's not a very beautiful definition to say that the Matir is the Yom. But, So now, just because Rav and Shmuel are learning that type of thing, I don't think it's now so easy to just, you know, change it to a small tiny bit and then make it Rabbi Yochanan Shlomish. They learn different. It's very different. I mean, to knock out the carbon, that was kind of the essence of the thing in Rav and Shmuel, carbon. And like the second thing of the day was the secondary thing. To knock out the primary thing and just left with the secondary thing is a little bit strange. So is there another way? Is there a way you could either make sense of that, or you have a different idea in Rabbi Yochanan Shlomish? So let's just say simple, is that the Isser is to eat Tevuah Chadasha. There's something called new produce. What does it mean, new? It's like, and I'll take the model case, forget the complicated cases, but to see, there's the thing works in seasons. So you have these planting seasons or whatever, and the planting season begins after the winter, so whatever, you plant the thing, whatever, and now it starts growing. And there's the cutting begins, the general beginning of the cutting season is the Omer, right? That's the first cutting, Kavan Omer, right? So what is new produce? Is the produce which is on the trees or whatever in the field before the official start time of the season. The harvesting season starts on Pesach time, right? That's when they start the first cutting. So the new produce means produce which is not before the beginning of the season. That's what it means. It's new produce, newly grown produce. So the way we define newly grown is it's like less than 1 year old, so to speak. It's the stuff which just grew. The stuff which just grew and didn't yet undergo. It's like before I forget the 1 year old thing, but it's before. Before it comes, before the season begins, then it's defined as new. So it's yet to experience, so to speak, the beginning of a harvest season. So whenever you plant it, and that's what it's always going to be, is that new means, what makes it old? Makes it old when it experiences, when it undergoes or lives through the beginning of a new season. So if it's already around at the new season, so now it's already old. It's already been on the ground, and now the season begun, and now it's already it's already been there. It's been through the beginning of the season. So the Isser is on a chatzah called Tevuah Chadasha, but it just, once the time elapses, it's no longer new. It's no longer new Tevuah, now it's already undergone the date, the beginning of the season. That's the Koveya, the beginning of the season, and that's what makes it. I mean, I'm just giving a little sense of the beginning of the season, but that's the date which makes it new, which makes it old. It's old once it's no longer Tevuah Chadasha. Now it's called Yashan. Now this is Chadash and this is Yashan. That's what they tell you if you go to the store and they say this stuff is Yashan. It doesn't mean it's not Chadash, it's Yashan. So it's the Rechavtza. Chadash is newly grown produce, younglings or whatever, and Yashan is stuff that's already been on the trees for enough time. It's been around for enough time. It's been around for the changeover of the season. I'm going to learn matir doesn't mean it's a mechanism of a matir. But it means it becomes mutter once the day comes about. Hayom is a matir. It means it was previously aser, now it's mutter. So, I mean, it's true. Because the matir is what the event which renders it to Yasha. So that's the matir. But it's not like a mechanism, right? It's not the same mechanism of matir. That's why the Isser has nothing to do with the carbon. It doesn't have anything to do with the carbon. It's nothing to do with the carbon. It's just an idea. It's Tevuah Chadasha. So the Isser elapses first thing in the morning. It doesn't make any sense to say that the beginning of the season or the changeover point of when it goes Yashan to Chadash is when you bring the carbon. Bringing carbon is the mitzvah when you do the mitzvah. It has to be a date. Time, a date on the calendar. That's it. That's the demarcating point of when it's defined as new. You know, I think there's a Rashi in the Torah which says that in the count, there's some sort of funny thing is that they counted the people twice in the Midbar and they end up the same exact amount of people at both counts. So how'd that be? No one turned, no one got a birthday. So I think he says the way they counted them is not by their actual birthday, but it's like they turned the year at like whatever, the beginning of Nisan or beginning of Tishrei, I don't know. So it's like they all had the same birthday. So, but there's an idea of like how many years have you been around or, you know. It's like once there's the new season, it's like you already existed, and now you're existing in the second season, so to speak. even if you just come around at the end of the season, but there's an idea, certain things work in seasons. Like if a baseball player, I don't know, starts the game and plays the last game of the season and then comes in the second season. So you'll say it's the second season, he only played one game. But there's an idea, like when you have the official new beginning of the season, so it's already like, it's already old. He's already old timer. It's not his first year, it's his second year. So this is this like it's as if this is the second year of the existence of this produce. It existed. You're not allowed to eat produce in its first year. You can only eat it in its second year. What does its second year mean? So if it exists, the years start when the cutting season begins. So if it already existed before you, the cutting season, before Tazayin, now when the season begins, now it becomes old. It's its second season. Right? But if it's born after the Omer, so it's its first season. So you have to wait until the next season begins. So it's an idea, that's Chadash means. Chadash means it's a rookie. Okay, it's rookie grain, is Aser. It's only once it's second year, then it becomes, you know, in the year, you have to pick a point at which it's a new season. You could have said it goes by each guy's birthday, when the thing was whatever, but it doesn't go that way. Define it objectively. There's grain cycles, so there's an idea that it's new. You know which season is it undergone. So Tvor Chadasha is the Yeser, Tvor Yeshana is what's Mutter. So descriptively, you have to know what the line of the Matir. When's it going to become Mutter? When's it going to change over? So that has nothing to do with when you bring the carbon. The carbon's a different thing. Different thing. Totally separate thing. It happens. I mean, it's a little bit funny that it happens to coincide on the same day. Maybe we can explain that, but it's a different thing. The mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer is separate from the Yisrael Chadash. They just happen to both overlap on the same day. But they don't really overlap because the mitzvah is a little later in the day. It's not the very first thing in the morning. It's whatever. You bring the carbon mitzvah is later, 4 hours after you bring the musaf, whatever. So there, whatever. Okay? So now that he says, okay, fine, but the problem is the pasuk says, Arav Yecha. That's not Matanufa. It means you should wait until you bring the carbon omer. So it's pasuk. Mishnah says it also. Time of the Mikdash, the Omer is the Matir. So he says, no, that's just the mitzvah. So the question is, what mitzvah to wait until you bring the Omer? What's the sense of that mitzvah? So let's pursue this into the mitzvah a little bit. Let's get some facts. So the Gemara goes ahead. And I have to fill you in on this. We did this once upon a time. But the Gemara is a kasha. Because you're going to tell me now it's just a mitzvah, right? So it's a mitzvah to wait. But what are you over if you don't wait? Just the over a mitzvah, whatever that means. Fine. Now the Gemara of Yechon Mezakai says that after the mitzvah was destroyed, they were mezakin that you have to wait the whole day. You can't be, even though technically speaking it should be mutter right away, mutter in the first thing in the morning, but they said you have to wait till the end of the day. Why? Because if you would eat it right away, next year what's going to happen? Next year, I hope whenever, the mitzvah is going to be rebuilt. And people are going to say, oh, you could eat it first thing in the morning. And it's not true. Because when the mitzvah and the mikdash is around, you can't eat it first thing in the morning. You have to wait until you bring the karma. Right? So in order to make sure that that wouldn't happen, they say, made a gazera and misakin, that you always have to wait until the day. Even if the nomad, you have to wait until the end of the day. And then when the mikdash comes around, then it will be a chedesh. You could even eat it earlier. You know? So the Gemara says that if there's an iser to eat it until then, like Rav and Shmuel, that the lav goes until you bring the karban, so then you're protecting that lav. So it's a gezeira to protect the lav, an iser. But if it's just a mitzvah, merely a mitzvah, so then you're going to say you're going to make a gezeira to protect the mitzvah? Just a mitzvah? So we don't do the mitzvah. Okay? There's gezeiras to protect the violation. Not to make sure everyone does the mitzvahs in their highest way or whatever. But it's not a separate mitzvah like Tariq mitzvahs. It must be it's a mitzvah, a kiyam, and something. So, okay, so it's nice, but you're not going to make a gezira to protect it, you know, to protect it. Right? Okay, that's what Gemara says. So now Tosos, look at this Tosos. Maksir Arav Yacham, the mitzvah. There's really two Tosos in. This is one of them. It says the bottom Tosfos on some Chas Manaf. Mashma dika asay deoraisa. Sounds like there's really an asay. The mitzvah asay. That's an asay deoraisa. I don't mean to tie it onto another extra mitzvah, but it's an asay deoraisa to wait arav yechem. Right? That's basic. Ella the like a lav. It's just there's no lav. Right? The hard the dachik. When the eye in the gefecht, the Gemara asks. Mishon mitzvah leka v'legzar, right? What do you make a gezero because of a mitzvah? That was the Gemara's kasha. Afa gavdika is deraisa. I mean, there is also deraisa. It's just that it's not a lav, it's a mitzvah. But, right? So why wouldn't you make a gezero because of that? It's saying it's really, it's also it's a deraisa. So what's so it's a mitzvah? Well, since when a mitzvah is not important. He says, in svara ligzor lahachmir, kivan alek alav. So he's saying is, it must be the Gemara's holding, is even though it is a deraisa, since it's not a lav, but it's an asay, so therefore there's no svara to be, you're not going to be gozer for that. Okay? It's a svara. The tema. But it's not, it's a tema, it's not, it doesn't seem to be true. Mi gara mi beitza, the asrina mehai tevim perikam of the beitza, tevim rahmin tekan zirachim in zaka ve'el beitza asura, mai tevim heri v'anis mekdash. So basically there is like, I think it's because of the egg, the beitza shenol the yantif, I think it has to do with like hachana d'rabba or something. There's like an asay of having yantif prepare for itself, something to do with kavod yantif, and that's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and Rechem and Zaka, and Masaka, and even the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you'll still have the same thing. But that was also protecting a mitzvah, it wasn't protecting an iser, but it's also a mitzvah. Right? The Otema, the Iika Yisur de Raisa, also, if it's an iser de Raisa, Hechi Meshanina and Perkama, time of the Rishon Malakistan, Mechasoma, Shekam Soshmak Shera, the Havi Menamutter, the Yisrael, Mishim de Kisavari Mezach Matya. So, basically, the Gemara there says, vis-a-vis a different sugya, that you'll treat, since he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that the matir is in the morning, so therefore you consider the produce after the morning as mina mutter li Yisrael. It's considered something which is mutter li Yisrael, which is whatever nafkamina there. So it says, what do you mean? You can't consider it a mutter, because it's still nes deraisa. It just, it's not nasei, it's a los asei. It's not those there, it's not say. But the Gemara there, the whole says, according to Rish Lakish, you'd really consider it, you call it, the Chavtza is Mutter Yisrael. But if it's still an Isser, Deraisa, a mitzvah, Saseh Deraisa, which answers you, who really cares? So totally is as a Kasha. Okay, it is a Kasha, saying is it seems to be, these two Kashas, it seems to be that this thing is really an Isser, it just, it's not a Lav, it's an Asay. But, yeah, these two problems. First of all, why can't you be gozer for it? Right? It's not say, but whatever, but it's still there, I saw. And also, how do you call it? There's other Gemara calls it Matul Yisrael, which doesn't seem to be reasonable if you tell me it's really Asa de Raisa. Right? You with me? Okay, so there's another Tosos who answers these questions. It's an Menachos Hayam Abed. Hayam Abed. 5b. The matir halav asay mihayika. There's still an asay. Can we come on? Right, the arav yechav is coming on the mitzvah, so it's still a mitzvah. Umihu kasha. The behik shmai the goof of the problem does beruchim and zakai. We saw the mitzvah mishum mitzvah leika v'legzer. My kosha, my lo yinezer mishum asay. Right? Why? So right, that's a question. Just because an asay, still be asay. Feel be isra chana de rabbanon. Ashkan perkam the beitza de gazrin and shem v'nevez mikdash. There, it's even like a rabbanon. And you see where it goes there because the mirror is in Mikdash. So there's not even an asay, it's the Rabbanan, and still you have the Sashash. So, the Thikach Nira, here's the answer. The Eino El Mitzvah Men Amovchar Be'alma. Afilo Asay Laka. So he's saying is when we say mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's an asay. It means it's just a mitzvah Men Amovchar. And a mitzvah Men Amovchar, the best way to do a mitzvah, that he says, you're not making a gzera for mitzvah Men Amovchar. And also, you could call it mutter. Mutter Yisrael, because it really is mutter, it's just a mitzvah n'amovchar. Okay? So you see, this tosis here is treating the mitzvah means mitzvah n'amovchar. Just like a super added, special, super duper kiyum. Whereas the tosis by us is learning that mitzvah really means it's a mitzvah, it's an asay de'oraisa. It's an asay, it's really aser, that's an asay. I mean, our tosis leaves it open with kashas, but Baalman is, that's how he holds. I mean, he doesn't answer the kashas, but you know. So it seems like there's two different ways of learning what this mitzvah is. Is it just a mitzvah min hamovchar, which has to be explained, or is it really like an asay, which is more close to an iser? It's just, it's not a lav, it's an asay. You know? All right, that's what we got. So we'll try to work on these for tomorrow.